In John chapter 4, verses 28 to 30,
在约翰福音第四章二十八到三十节
we hear of this.
是这么说
Then leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ? They came out of the town and made their way toward him.
那妇人就留下水罐子往城里去对众人说你们来看有一个人将我素来所行的一切的事都给我说了出来莫非这就是基督吗众人就出城往耶稣那里去
My brothers and sisters and friends
弟兄姊妹们和朋友们
Our belief as Christians is not on a concept or philosophy but on a person
我们的基督的信仰不只是在一个概念上的但是在一个人上面的
In John chapter 1, in the opening, it says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning.
在约翰一书第一章第一节就这么说，太初有道，道与神同在，这道就是神，这道太初与神同在。
The Word is a loaded Greek term.
但是这里就是一个字，让我们看见。
It is a Greek term that is used to describe all things that relates to realities.
这里是一个希腊的字，让我们看见就包括所有的事情。
And here John tells us that there is this word.
那这里约翰让我们看见有这样一个道。
And he's not just a philosophy or a concept that the Greeks love to talk about.
这不只是一个希腊人所愿意谈的一个哲学上的问题。
But this word was personal.
这个字是非常个人的
In fact, this word is a person.
因为这个道就是一个人
In chapter 1, verse 14, John continues to write
因为在第十四节约翰继续说
The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身住在我们中间充充满满有恩典有真理我们也见过他的荣光正是父独生子里的荣光
And by the time we come to John chapter 4
当我们来到看这个约翰福音第四章的时候
In verses 1 to 42
那从第一节到第四十二节
is a very familiar story of the Samaritan woman by the well
那我们都很熟悉这个井边的撒玛利亚妇人这个故事
And here John let us know that Jesus' dwelling is among the much hated and the much despised
这里让我们看见耶稣所去到的那群人当中是最不受人欢迎的也是最受人厌恶的一群人
In John chapter 3 it tells us that his presenceWas among the Jews.
因为第三章我们看见他们去到了犹太人当中
He spoke to Nicodemus, the rabbi.
他竟然对那个拉比尼哥底母来教导
And now we switch a scene.
那现在我们转换了一个画面
We're in a land where the Jews hate to be in.
那在一个地方是犹太人很不愿意去的地方
And Jesus is found among a people that the Jews cannot stand.
因为耶稣到了一个犹太人不能忍受去的那个地方。
But as John tells us, the Word made his dwelling among us.
但这约翰我们看见他的道住在我们的当中。
And in chapter 4, us is found in the land of Samaria.
那在这第四章呢，我们看见我们就是在这个撒玛利亚这个地方。
And in particular, a Samaritan woman.
那是特别就说到撒玛利亚的妇人。
We'll find out why a Samaritan woman is so significant.
那我们在这里看为什么撒玛利亚这个妇人这么样的关键。
And we shall see in John chapter 4 verses 28 to 30 what a faith response of a disciple should be.
那我们在我们看这个28到20到30节的时候我们来看我们一个基督徒的信仰应该是什么样的。
It is that our faith in Christ is always personal but not private.
我们的基督的信仰都是个人的但不是私人的。
That our faith in Christ is always personal.
我们对基督的信仰是个人的。
But it is not to be private.
但不应该是私人的。
And because we are relating to a person rather than expounding on a concept.
但这里我们看见我们是跟一个人有关系的而不是说在这个只停留在这个理念上的。
Our faith is always talked about in personal terms.
但我们的信仰始终是跟人的关系有关的。
And should we claim ourselves to be a Christian,
当我们说自己是基督徒的话,
then we ought to have at least these two traits.
那我们就会看见两个方面。
One, we do have a personal relationship to Christ.
那我们和基督有一个个人的关系。
And we do have a public proclamation to this personal relationship with Christ.
那我们也会在公开的来活出我们与基督的这样的一个关系。
And this public proclamation is beyond just filling up forms or writing your status on Facebook.
那这个不只是说我们在 Facebook 上写一些东西或是填一些表格而已。
This public proclamation is you, yourself, your life.
那这个我们在公共场合上活出来就是你的一生。
Before we go deeper into John chapter 4,
那我们再继续往第四章看下去的时候。
Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
那我们一起来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
,teach us to worship you in spirit and in truth.
能够让我们在用心灵和诚实来敬拜你。
We can know no truth unless your spirit reveal it to us.
若不是你圣灵的启示，我们不能够认识你。
And so we ask this morning that your spirit minister to our mind and heart.
今天早上愿你的圣灵来管理我们的心思意念。
So that we can be touched and transformed by your word.
借着你的话语能够来感动我们，能够来改变我们。
We thank you for revealing yourself to us through Jesus Christ.
我们谢谢你借着耶稣基督来彰显，把你自己彰显给我们。
The Word who became flesh to show us your glory.
你借着道成肉身来让我们看见你的荣光。
May we continue to be built up in our personal walk with Christ.
让我们与你基督的这样一个同行里面继续的来被建造。
He who is full of grace and truth.
因为他充满着真理和恩典。
We pray and believe. We pray and believe.
我们祷告并相信。
In the blessed name of Jesus the Christ.
奉耶稣基督祝福的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So, a Samaritan woman.
撒玛利亚妇人。
Both words have very strong implications.
那两个字其实都有很强的一个意义在后面。
Samaritan plus woman.
那撒玛利亚再加上妇人。
In the eyes of a Jew, this is the worst you can ever become.
因为在犹太人的眼里没有比这两个字加在一起更糟糕的。
Unless you're a dog.
因为除非你是一个狗。
Or a Gentile.
或者是一个外邦人。
Or a Samaritan.
撒玛利亚人。
It's the worst racial slur you could ever say in those days.
是在那个年代你最说出最不好的话的。
It's like someone calling us Asians Orientals.
就像很多人叫我们这些东方人，就是说东方人。
Now is extremely politically incorrect. We are Asians.
呀，因为在政治上这是一个非常歧视的用语。
And you can think about other just very inappropriate racial slurs.
那你可以看见很多其他种族歧视的一些言语。
But that's what a Samaritan is.
那这个撒玛利亚人也是这样一个。
They are ethnically impure.
他们在种族上是不纯正的。
They are mixed-bred between Jews and the foreigners.
他是犹太人和外邦人这样的一个结合的一个种族。
Not only is there impurity in their blood,
不光光是他血中的不纯洁。
There's impurity in their belief.
在他们的信仰上也是不纯正的。
For example, they deny the prophets.
比如说他们否认先知。
In fact, the Samaritan Bible is the Pentateuch.
因为撒玛利亚人的圣经它是没有先知的。
The first five books of the Old Testament.
它只有前面摩西五经。
And so for a Jew, to not your so Samaritan is both is impure in so many ways, right?
那撒玛利亚人在很多方面都是不纯正的。
And so they are highly despised.
所以他们受到极大的歧视。
And worse off, a woman.
那在比这个再加上这个妇人这个字。
Just very poor social standing.
那就更糟糕，因为更低微的一个社会地位。
And as we'll find out later, this woman is in a worse position because she's immoral.
那我们后面看见这个妇人是更糟糕，因为她还有道德上的问题。
So imagine this big shock that came to this woman when Jesus reached out to her.
当你在这里看到的时候，耶稣去到这个妇人的时候，是多大的一个惊！震惊的场面。
If we can continue to look into our Bible, John chapter 4, verse 7 and 9.
当我们来继续看我们的圣经第七和第九节。
John writes, When a Samaritan woman came to the well to draw water, Jesus said to her, Will you give me a drink?
当撒玛利亚人到井边打水的时候，耶稣问他，你可以给我水喝吗？
The Samaritan woman said to him, You are a Jew, and I'm a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?
撒玛利亚妇人对他说，你是就犹太人，怎么问我一个撒玛利亚人妇人要水喝呢？
In fact, why would Jesus even initiate contact with her?
那实际上耶稣为什么要主动的去跟他这个接触呢？
Realize that it is Jesus who first reached out, to her.
那我们看见是耶稣主动的去接触他的。
Jesus is a single male religious Jew.
那耶稣是一个单身那是一个是一个男性，那是也是一个领袖，宗教领袖。
And truly, he is a religious leader.
那他的确是一个宗教领袖。
And social, national, political rule that applies in those days is to say no contact between Jesus and the Samaritan woman.
那无论是从社会、从国家或者从政治的角度来看，那都是要告诉他是不可以去接触的。
So the surprising thing is not that Jesus would ask her for help or for a drink.
那在这里很稀奇的是，他不仅仅是说去问他要水喝。
Or that Jesus will reveal himself to be in need.
那耶稣其实是让他看见他有被需要。
But it is that Jesus will even ask anything from the Samaritan woman.
那实际上耶稣可以向这个撒玛利亚妇人其实要所有的任何东西。
And the shock goes beyond just initiating the contact.
所以让我们看见这个，让我们惊讶的是，不只是说他去接触他。
Jesus continues to be in engagement with this woman.
其实耶稣继续的跟这个撒玛利亚妇人有对话。
And two things that he did.
有两件事情他有说。
One, he offered the living water to this woman.
那第一个，他给这个撒玛利亚妇人活水。
This is in verse 10, 13 to 14.
那我们看见第十节第十三、第四、第十四。
And living water really means life.
那活水就是代表生命。
It literally means spring.
那其实代表就是一个泉源。
And this is what Jeremiah was talking about in Jeremiah chapter 2.
那这个就是在耶利米书第二章所说的。
This is when God was reprimanding his people.
那在这里神就在这里对他的子民所说的。
My people have committed two sins.
因为我的百姓做了两件恶事。
They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water.
就是离弃了我做活水的泉源，为自己凿的池子，就是破裂不能存水的池子。
And so here Jesus is trying to bring truth into her life now.
但是我们看见耶稣要把真理带到这个妇人的身上。
Her life has been depending, or has largely depended on this well of Jacob.
那她的生命似乎就是依靠这个井约这个雅各井。
But Jesus wants her to see something greater.
那耶稣要让她看见一个更大的东西。
The living water.
这个活水。
God himself.
神他自己。
And at the same time,
同时
he wants her to know that worship is no longer bound by place or tradition.
他要让她看见敬拜不只是被拘泥于一个地区的。
In a very extended discussion on what worship actually is,
在那里我们看见有很一个广泛的讨论是什么样是敬拜。
The Samaritan woman talked about this is how we do it, this is what our, what has been passed down to us.
那撒玛利亚妇人说到这是我们怎么做的，也是我们祖宗所传给我们怎么做的。
And Jesus does kind of correct her.
那耶稣在这里就有一点在纠正她。
Saying that the salvation does come to the Jews.
那救恩是从犹太人出来的。
So indicating that what the Samaritans were doing were in fact not correct.
那在这里我们看见撒玛利亚人所做的是不对的。
But yet he elevates her view.
他把他的那个就提升到一个角度。
And brings her into awareness that it's not about mountains, not about temples.
那就让我们看见不只是关于这个圣殿或者是山的问题。
It is about the spirit.
是有关圣灵灵的问题。
It is the spirit, the truth. These two things are not two separate entities, but one.
是心灵和诚实的问题，不是两个，是一个。
It is the spirit of truth and the spirit that brings truth into life.
是有关一个真理的一个诚实，但是我们的这个灵会把真理带给我们。
And this is yet another level of shock.
那在这是也给我们另外的一个惊奇的地方。
Because the Jewish rabbis back in the day,
那犹太人的拉比
，they taught that theological education is strictly for men.
他们说这个律法的这个教导只对男人。
And to teach women or girls is not only a waste of time, but also profaning what is sacred.
那把律法交给妇人的话，女人的话，那实际上是对啊圣洁的律法是一个玷污。
We know that this is not endorsed by the Bible.
那我们知道圣经不是这样教导的。
But it was endorsed by the Jewish tradition at that time.
那是啊犹太人的传统就是这样的。
And so for Jesus, this established, esteemed rabbi to actually be willing to engage a Samaritan woman in theological talk, this is a shock.
那我们看见啊，耶稣他是一个拉比，但是他愿意去与啊撒玛利亚妇人能够来交谈，那给我们是一个震惊。
But the greatest shock came in the second thing that Jesus did for this woman.
那第二个让我们震惊的是，耶稣在这个妇人上做的第二身上做的第二件事情。
He not only appealed to her theological understanding and started to bring her into the light of truth.
那就让她不断的进入到这个。
But here he exposed what has been hidden or unrevealed or unspoken in her life.
那能够把她心中所隐藏的都能够把它说出来，把它显露出来。
And this is often the most memorable part of the story, verses 16 to 18.
那我们看见这个就在这个第16到第17节里面说到。
Is that Jesus would tell her that indeed the husband that you have right now is not your husband.
那耶稣告诉她，你现在有的丈夫其实。
And he was able to reveal her past.
他能够让他看见他自己的过去。
A past that is just thoroughly broken.
他过去是一个不好的，是一个痛苦的。
Which led also to her social isolation.
那又带领他在这个社会地位上被离弃的这样的一个地位。
But yet here Jesus did not remain private about his identity.
那在这里，耶稣对他自己的身份并没有隐藏。
Not only is he the living water, he is now able to speak truth into her life, and so he has now revealed himself to be a prophet.
那在这里他看见他不光是活水，他把真理带到这个妇人的身上，让他看见他是一个先知。
And because the Samaritans only believe in the first five books of the Old Testament,
那我们看见撒玛利亚只相信摩西五经。
There is this kind of awakening in this Samaritan woman when she says, I can see that you're a prophet.
那在这里就唤醒了这个撒玛利亚妇人，所以她说：“哦，我看你，我知道你是个先知。”
And in understanding in the light of Deuteronomy 8, chapter 18, verse 18.
让我们在这里看到这个《生命记》第18章十八节。
The use of the word prophet then begins to say that Jesus is actually the Messiah, the Christ.
当我们看见耶稣要来的时候，实际上他就是一个先知，是一个弥赛亚。
Because God has said, I will put words in his mouth, and he will tell them everything I command him.
因为主在这里说，我要将当讲的话传给他。
So Jesus did two things for the Samaritan woman.
耶稣在这个撒玛利亚妇人身上做了两件事情。
Offered her the living water.
那给她活水。
And at the same time revealed himself to be the Messiah who's able to speak, to expose her past, but also bring life into her.
让他自己能够让撒玛利亚看见他是一个先知，那是一个弥赛亚。
And I was studying this passage, as I was studying this passage,
那让我在读这些经文的时候，
I was just, moved by how very personal Jesus is.
那我在这里看见耶稣是多么的跟我们有关系。
That Jesus' attention remains solely on the person.
那耶稣其实他最关心的是跟这个人的关系。
And it's on the wellness of the person.
那是这个人他的全身心的这个健康。
He is so very intent to bring more understanding of truth into a person.
他要把人带入一个更多的明白真理的。
It's not only the strengthening of the mind,
不只是说我们头脑里面的一些能够加固，
but it's to bring true life into the person.
那是把真的生命带到这个人的身上。
In the conversation with the Samaritan woman,
那跟这个撒玛利亚妇人的交谈，
we can see that she was doing a lot of misdirections.
我们看见她在不断的转换话题。
Or what little children sometimes might do, a whole squirrel when they're in being reprimanded.
那我们看见有些小孩子，当他们人家夸他的时候，他说：“哎呦，这里有一个松鼠。”
But Jesus would have none of that.
那耶稣并没有这些。
He continued to hold on to her as a person.
他继续的来看他这个人。
And while diffusing all her theological smoke screens,
能够把他心中所有的那些疑点一个个把它清理干净。
Jesus wants to talk about her.
耶稣要来谈的针对就是他自己。
She wants to talk about something else other than her, so she brings out her traditions, brings out her theological stance.
但他却不愿意谈自己，他愿意谈一些传统，一些他的领受的一些看法。
There was this professor who lamented in a way.
那就像一个好像教授一样。
When he addressed, when he spoke to an ex-convict, when he talked to an ex-convict, 囚犯之前
是。哦，但他在跟一个囚犯在聊天的时候。
Basically, the person says, "I have a new life. All I do is obey."
哦，我有一个新的生命，我做的就是一个顺服。
And when he returns back to his seminary class, the master students.
那他到回到他的这个神学院的时候。
All they ended up doing was theological debates.
那他所做的就是一些这个神学上的辩论。
And really finding qualifications of whether we really should obey this or that.
那在这里说，我们是不是真的要来遵守，或者是够不够资格来遵守这个神的话
？And Jesus right here again focused on a person unwilling to let any theological debate detract him.
耶稣在这里我们看见他所关注的就是这个人而不是任何神学上的一个辩论
So in verse 10
在第四十节
Jesus says if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink you would have asked him and he would have given you living water
耶稣说你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁你必找求他他也必找给你活水
Here Jesus is giving her a challenge
这里耶稣给他一个挑战
Know who you are talking to
因为你知道你跟谁在说话
And know your final response
你就知道你回头的回应
And Jesus again wants to tell her about the true life
那在这里耶稣再一次要告诉他他真正的生命
So in verses 13 to 14 he says
在第十三第十四节说
Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst Indeed, the water I give him will become in himA spring of water welling up to eternal life.
凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在它里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
In fact, it is the last statement that is all the more powerful.
那这句话是非常带着能力的。
Because it's not only external water coming in and quenching the thirst.
哦，不只是说这个活水进来了，让我们能解渴。
Is that the person himself or herself becomes that spring of water?
是让这个人本身从里面就成为了那个泉源。
That you take on the character of life.
因为你就带着你生命中的这样的一些特性。
And how is that even possible?
那这是可能的吗
？Later on, John chapter 7, we know that water actually represents the Holy Spirit.
那在第约翰福音第七章的时候，我们看见水代表圣灵。
So Jesus is letting her know that the Spirit is coming.
那耶稣让他知道圣灵来了
or that there will one day be this time where the spirit will indwell in a person and brings life into the person
那圣灵要来居住在我们的里面能够让我们成为一个有活水的人
and in Ephesians we also hear something that echoes this
那在以弗所书我们也听到同样类似的
is that we can put on the new self which is now the character of God
那我们就穿上新人就代表了神
again praise God for the consistency in his truth.
我们感谢神在圣经里面一直在传讲同一个真理。
And we know that the Samaritan woman is very isolated.
那我们知道撒玛利亚人是非常的被离弃的。
Because probably we've heard this over and over again, she came to the well at noon.
因为我们可能听再一次的听见就是说她在中午的时候来打水。
It is not that at noon is a time where nobody works. Actually, there are people who actually do go to the well.
并不是说好像中午的时候就没有人工作或没有人去那个井边。
But noon is the time where the least people would go.
但中午的时候是很少的人出来的时候。
And we know that this Samaritan woman is without hope.
那我们看见这个撒玛利亚人是没有盼望。
Because a woman all by herself during those time is pretty much doomed to death.
因为那个时候她是非常的孤独的，因为她只有自己。
And yet Jesus is so personal. He's passionate about these people.
那耶稣他是非常个人化的，他对这些人是有爱心。
He has already said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners."
但是我们在这里看见说，他耶稣说，健康的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。
And he is bent on teaching spiritual truths.To those who can only see earthly matters.
但耶稣在这里就对那些只能看见属世的事情的时候来教导他属灵的事情。
So for this woman, it is about the water, the living water.
对于这个妇人来讲，就是活水。
To bring her past this daily necessity of water into her soul necessity for the living water of God.
只是从这个满足她身体的这个水，把她带到一个能够满足她这个灵里面的那个活水。
And it's a reoccurring theme in the opening of the Gospel of John.
那这个就是可以看见跟这个约翰福音开始是遥遥相呼应的。
In chapter 3, Nicodemus talks about a literal rebirth where Jesus wants him to see that there is a spiritual rebirth.
在第三章的时候我们看见耶稣让尼哥底母看见的确是有重生的。
And in chapter 4, the disciples were concerned about earthly hunger, whereas Jesus telling them that there is spiritual food.
第三章的时候，门徒所看见的只是我们属世的饥饿，但是神让他们看见的确是有属灵的食。
And coming to John chapter 6, you see the crowd who asked for literal bread to fulfill their literal hunger, but Jesus telling them that you need something more than this.
那在第六章众人的时候看见他们为了要饼得饱的时候，那耶稣让他看见还有在这之外的。
And how is this consistent with Jesus' teaching?
那这个跟耶稣的教导是一致的。
Matthew chapter 6.
那我们看见马太福音第六。
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
那我们来先求他的义。
He constantly asks us to look beyond what is earthly.
耶稣带领我们看见，让我们继续的看超越我们属世的东西。
So in chapter 4, he tells the disciples, My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.
那在这里我们看见我赐给你的食品在你里面能够来完成我所给你的工作。
That is the kind of sustenance we are looking for.
那这个就是我们要看的，我们需要的那个。
And I think over and over again, the short-term mission team members could attest to this.
那我就好像听说，在一次一次的，就是我们这个短宣队的每一个成员都会来为这个做见证。
Sometimes an emergency situation pops up.
有时候有一个紧急的情况状况出现。
And everyone is short on sleep.
每一个人都缺乏睡眠。
But somehow we pull through the day.
但是那一天我们还是度过了。
Biologically, it seems impossible.
在身体上是好像不可能的。
And so we give thanks to God because He has sustained us in ways that we have not expected.
那我们感谢神，他来支撑我们。
That there continues to be energy coming forth.
那让我们里面有能力出来。
Even if the stomach's growling.
也甚至非常的很困。
And so we see that Jesus is dwelling among us, full of grace and truth.
那我们看见耶稣住在我们的当中是蛮有恩典的。
And Jesus reaches out to anyone who is in need of God.
那耶稣会去接触所有有需要他的人。
And for this time, he journeyed into Samaria, taking a very unusual route.
在这里我们看见他走了一条不寻常的路，上了这个撒玛利亚。
Because he's on his way to Galilee, and usually Jews don't take the way through Samaria into Galilee.
因为他要去加利利，那犹太人往往会绕道而走，但他却去了。
But we know that he's going to have a conversation.With a Samaritan woman, and later on, just the Samaritans.
因为他看见他要去跟撒玛利亚妇人有交谈，最后能够接触到所有撒玛利亚人。
This is the word of God.
这就是神的话。
Full of grace and truth.
因为是蛮有恩典有真理。
He reaches out.
他来伸出手来接触他们。
And he truly dwells among us.
那他也住在我们的当中。
And what is the response of the Samaritan woman?
那这个撒玛利亚人的这个反应是什么呢？
This is one of the shocking things about Christianity where in the ancient of days or in back in those days, we actually write in a woman as an evangelist.
那在过去的时候当我们看见这个在基督教信仰里面如果一个女人是一个传道人的话会让我们很惊讶。
会让别人很惊讶。
会让别人很惊讶。
It's because women has no credentials really back in the day.
因为在那个时候女人是没有任何的地位的。
And we've come a very long way.
那我们也看见经过这么长久。
So back then you will not put truth in the words of a woman.
那你是不会相信一个女人会有真理。
Much less a Samaritan woman.
那更何况说是一个撒玛利亚妇人。
Here John records, Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ?
那在这里他说来看啊这个人将我素来所行的都说了出来。
And this is the response of a true disciple.
那这是一个真正的一个门徒的这样一个反应。
Because one sign of discipleship is that you give testimony to others.
那做门徒的一个就是说去传福音要去做见证。
Words that would eagerly spill out because of the preciousness of discovery.
因为当发现这东西很宝贵的时候我们就很急切的要去传。
And you see that this comes from a very personal encounter with Jesus.
因为这都是从他与耶稣的个人的接触开始。
And something by God's grace that the Samaritan woman did wonderfully is to continue to engage Jesus.
那在这里我们看见撒玛利亚妇人继续跟耶稣在交谈。
Because this man told her about her past, everything that she did, very shameful.
因为在这里，这个人能够把他过去很不光彩的事情都把他讲了出来。
She could have left the scene.
她当时可能可以离开的。
But she didn't, even though she threw in misdirections.
那是即使她在转换话题，但是她没有离开。
But because of that, she's able to engage Jesus more and more.
那在那里，她会跟耶稣更进一步的在交谈。
And as we read through the progression of chapter 4, we see that Jesus revealed himself more and more.
那在这里，我们看见耶稣就再一次把真理启示给他。
Sure, Jesus is a Jew.
是的，耶稣是一个犹太人。
But then later on, she recognizes him to be Sir or Lord or Kurios.
那在这里有看见，回头他就说称他先生或者是主。
Which really is Master.
那或者就主人。
And so it's the same as when we say Lord Jesus Christ, the same Lord.
那在跟我们说啊，耶稣基督是主，是一个字。
And as she engages him even, engages Jesus even more.
那他们的谈话其实继续没有停在那里。
She got to know him as the prophet.
那他知道了他是一个先知
Then the Messiah
再次知道他是弥赛亚
Then the Greek form of of what we now know as Yahweh
那就是希腊文里面让我们看见的就是耶和华我是
Because Jesus said to her, I am
耶稣对他说我是
And so there used to be a concept, now the concept has a face
那我们只是 以前只是一个概念现在我们看见了这个实际的脸
Jesus is the prophet, is the Messiah
耶稣是这个先知是这个弥赛亚
And even though what she has done is morally questionable
因为她所做的也许也会遭到很多人的质疑
But we see that that is the basis of her, of her evangelistic invitation
因为呢我们看见她愿意这样出去传讲这个的时候她有个基础
Why is that?
那这是什么呢
It's hard for us Chinese to think about that because we talk about faith a lot
因为对我们中国人来讲是很难理解的因为我们常常谈到命运
But 面子
面子 Oh, faith Oh, sorry
It's okay
Fate
And so it is, she's able to say this because her past was no longer the focus
因为他愿意这样说，因为他过去也不是问题了。
The past was a springboard to bring attention onto someone else.
因为他的过去成为了一个跳板，曾把他跳到穿越到前面去了。
The attention is on this man who was a stranger to her but knew about her.
那这个关键就在于这个陌生人能知道他的过去。
And so she's not trying to tell others what she did.
他不是要去跟别人说他做了什么。
But she's trying to say that, hey, this person told me what I did, and that is a spiritual experience I need to tell you about.
啊，那就这个人告诉我过去所行的一切事情，这是我灵里面所经历的，所以我来跟你分享。
And so it's not a private matter.
这不再是一个私人的问题。
Extremely personal, but extremely public right now.
那是一个非常私个人的，但不是私人的。
The woman went back to the town and said to the people.
那这个妇人就回到城里对众人说。
And we need to recognize that she did not return to the people who welcomed her in the beginning, or in the first place.
那我们看见呢，她不只是回到那些她欢迎她的人的当中。
We need to remember her social isolation.
那我们看见她这个被所被遗弃的这样一个社会地位。
And so she is taking on a huge risk of being ridiculed, mocked, or just chased out yet again.
然后她这里是有一个带着这个冒险的去做这件事情。
And yet this is wonderfully similar to the risk that Jesus took when he went into Samaria.
那这个跟耶稣去到撒玛利亚人当中不是同样有这样的一个风险吗？
Perhaps something of a new life is already beginning in her.
那实际上在她妇人在这撒玛利亚妇人的心中已经开始了一个新的生命。
And why is it so important that this her new discovery is not private?
那为什么这么关键呢？她突然她发现不是一个私人的。
Because we see in verse 30 that people came out of the town and made their way toward Jesus.
那在第三十节的时候，我们看见人们就出了城，往耶稣那边去了。
How might they have known if she had kept the experience all to herself?
如果她不去跟这些人传讲，那他们怎么能知道呢？
And so for all the Samaritans to come out in full force to the well,
那当所有的撒玛利亚人来到这个井边的时候，
they probably will undergo yet the same shock that the Samaritan woman experienced.
他们可能会也经历到撒玛利亚人所经历到这样的一个震惊。
Seeing that a single Jewish rabbi was not only in their midst,
那不管是一个单身的这样一个宗教领袖能够在他们当中
，not only engaging,
不光是犹太人哈，能够跟他们一起来交谈
，but obliging,
能够在这里能够教导他们。
In verses 40 to 41 tells us that so when the Samaritans came to him.They urged him to stay with him, and he stayed 2 days. And because of his words, many more became believers.
那第四十一和第四十二节说，当撒玛利亚人出来的时候，见了耶稣，就求他与他们同住，所以耶稣就与他们同住。
The Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
道成了肉身啊，住在他们的当中。
It's not a statement that's only said by the Jews, but it can be said by the Samaritans.
那不光只是说是犹太人可以说的，那撒玛利亚人也可以这么说了。
And they all now have personal encounters with Jesus.
但他与这个人有关系的时候
，similar to the Samaritan woman's experience.
那就很像这个撒玛利亚妇人一样。
In verse 42, they said to the woman, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world."
那第四十二节这么说啊，就是对妇人这么说：“我现在信，不是因为你的话。”是我们亲自听见了，知道这真是救世主。
And when they say we know, it's a very personal experience.
但他在这里说，我们知道的话是非常个人的这样的一个经历。
It's not by opening up a textbook.
不只是说打开一个课本而已。
By actually engaging, hearing his voice, hearing what he says.
因为他在这里能够跟他交谈，跟他听到他的声音。
Hearing what really is the fullness of grace and truth.
那在这里听见的就是那个完全的恩典和真理。
And here we see the beauty of reconciliation as the final picture.
那我们最后看见这样一个神与人和好的这样一个场面。
Jesus came to the Samaritan woman who was isolated.
那耶稣到了这个撒玛利亚妇人这个被人所遗弃的。
And this woman who, although was isolated by her own people, she went back to her people.
虽然她被她的人所遗弃，但是她还是妇人，还是回到他们这些人当中。
And in the wonderful work of God, became the agent of blessing.
那这个神的美妙的话语道就成了他们的祝福。
Reconnecting her own people who are lost to the Savior of the world.
把他们自己的同胞和救主连接起来。
They too can have living water.
他们在一起就是有活水。
They too can have God in their lives.
他们也可以有神在他们的生命里面。
And so coming to the 21st century, it is the same for us as Jesus' disciples.
那二十一世纪，我们作为主的门徒，好像是很没有什么危险。
We are called to have active engagement and pronouncement.
我们在这里，我们就要来不断的去传讲这神的福音。
Through talking theology,
我们通过来教导。
So it's no problem to talk theology.
但我们来讲神学是没有问题的。
But at the same time, it is also through living theology.
那实际上是要把我们的神学，把我们的信仰活出来。
To be incarnational, as we would say.
让这个信仰成为我们的一部分。
Just as Jesus did.
就像耶稣道成肉身一样。
That the word would become flesh.
让这个道能够成为肉身。
And so the truth and grace that we proclaim would also be the one, will also be what we live by.
那我们的恩典和真理也就成为我们所活的。
So again, we have the same challenge that Jesus gave to the Samaritan woman.
那我们实际上跟也有同样的一个挑战，是耶稣给撒玛利亚妇人的。
She needs to know for her life, and we need to know for our lives and for the lives of others.
因为妇人要知道她的这个生命，我们也需要知道我们的生命。
If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink.
那你要知道你是谁对你说给我喝水的这个人。
This is the first part of the challenge.
这是第一个挑战。
So we need to know what kind of gift we actually do have, and who is it that is the one giving the gift.
那我们要知道我们有什么样的恩赐，是谁赐给我们的。
And the second part of the challenge is whether we will actively respond.
那第二个就是说我们是不是能够主动的来回应。
You would have asked him, and he would have given you living water.
如果你问他要的话，他会给你，他就早就赐给你这个活水了。
And so just like how the readers back then of the Gospel of John would say, well, will the Samaritan woman ask Jesus for the living water, so we must also ask.
那但是我们看见约翰我们看见在撒玛利亚有人说哎，给我活水，那我们就应该会有。
And truly it's a one-time thing.
那的确是好像一次性的事情。
Yet it's a daily thing.
但是这是一个每日的事情。
We proclaim our belief in Jesus Christ.Once and for all.
我们似乎是来宣告我们是属耶稣基督的一次就可以了。
Yeah, we constantly bring ourselves into remembrance that we do have the living water in us.
但我们必须要不断地提醒自己，我们有活水在我们里面。
And so until our faith is personal to us.
那我们的信仰对我们是个人的。
We will most likely remain very cold or lukewarm in spiritual things.
那我们可能对很多的事情是冷淡的，或者是不冷不热的。
We may not care much for the word.
我们或者对神的话并不怎么关心。
Much less the matters of the word's church.
或者是这个教会。
And so unless we are personal to Jesus Christ, we will not become alive as the person of Jesus Christ.
如果我们与耶稣基督没有一个关系，很好的关系的话，我们是不会活过来的。
And over again, the testimonies given by the short-term mission team members is this.
那我们看见这个短宣队的见证，一次一次的让我们看见。
I grew up in church.
我在教会里面长大的。
I know a lot.
我知道很多。
Or I should say, I know of a lot.
因为我知道很多很多。
But until God became real to me,
直到神能够让我真实的经历到。
I didn't really care.
我实际上并不在乎。
And until they start to sense God's presence in their lives in the little things.
当他们开始感受到神与他们同在的时候，在某些小事上。
It could be the impossibility of a certain award.
那可能也许是某种得奖。
Or just saving them from a particular health challenge.
或者是把他们从一些身体的软弱里面带出来。
The moment they sense that really God is in their lives.
当那个他们感受到神在他生命里面的时候。
The fire came about.
那这个火就会点起来。
And so hopefully we will examine ourselves to see if truly we are personal to Jesus.
那我们要再次省察自己，我们与基督的关系是不是非常的个人化。
And it might be easy to say, oh, you just came back from a mission trip, so of course you can talk about telling others about the gospel.
那好像说你刚从这个短宣队回来，那你很容易就谈到说，哎，我们去传福音这些事情。
Definitely true.
是真的。
And it's really, the children asking us, who is Hallelujah?
那你孩子问我们谁是哈利路亚？
Because we're teaching them, lift my eyes up to the hills, and in there is Hallelujah. So they're saying, who's Hallelujah?
因为我们在他教他这个向上举目这首歌的时候，在唱哈利路亚的时候，那小孩子就问谁是哈利路亚？
So we actually have to explain.
那我们 have to, 我们要来
about what?
那我们要来给他解释谁。
And it brings into reality for, I think, the short-term mission team members that there is truly ignorance of who Jesus is.
那这个实际让我们短宣队的每个人都意识到谁是真的。
Being so used to it in America is like, oh, everyone should know some sort of thing about Jesus.
那在美国，那很容易大家说，哎呀，大家都知道有关一点耶稣基督的事情。
And so the ignorance actually challenges them on how solid their faith and their knowledge of Jesus is. Yes.
那实际上在对他们来说是一个挑战，因为他们对基督耶稣的知识和信仰是有多结实。
They're tested on how they can explain things in a way that is personable.
那他怎么样能够个人的与人分享事情？
But it doesn't take a three-week trip to Taiwan to do all that.
实际上不需要我们花三个星期去台湾的这样一个短宣来做这个。
We have our daily mission trip.
因为其实我们每天都有一个宣教。
We are always going to a certain territory every day.
因为我每天都会去一些领域。
It could be your school.
可能是学校。
The much dreaded starting of school in end of August.
那八月份就要开学校就要开学了。
But that's when you're entering into your Samaria.
那你可能就进入了撒玛利亚。
Especially in Chapel Hill, perhaps, where it's so liberal.
因为在教堂上可能这里很开放。
It's time for you to challenge the minds.
那在这里可能我们要来挑战自己。
Do you want some living water beyond your Gatorade?
去跟别人分享说你需要一些活水吗？
And then you have your workplace.
你有你的工作的场所。
It could be a presentation, it could be a meeting.
可能会你在开会或者是在做演示。
I'm sure you have experienced antagonism towards Christianity on many fronts.
因为你可能遇到很多人来抵触这样的一个信仰。
But let us understand that it's because there is a severe lack of personal encounter with Jesus Christ.
那我们实际上也看见他们实际上对基督教并没有很深的了解。
Many of this ignorance or hostility comes from just poor teachings or misunderstanding of who Jesus really is.
很多的敌对是来自于对基督教不够理解，或者是根本就不知道基督教。
And most importantly, we are to be living water welling up in us.
那我们就应该成为一个活水领受，在我们里面涌出来。
So we ask for divine appointments.
那我们就来要求神给我们这样的能力。
And it is not bounded by ethnic lines or social lines.
并不是因为我们的社会或者是这些界限来划分的。
And truly we speak out because there is now clarity spoken into our own lives that we want others to experience too.
那我们这里很清楚地看见神对我们说，我们要来去把这个活水分给别人。
We have been spoken to by the word of God to talk about what our identity is, what our purpose is on life. We may have our sins and our brokenness, all of that.
那这里神通过他的话让我们看见我们是谁，我们的目的是什么，我们过去活在罪中等等这些。
And we want people to experience what it is to live in freedom because of truth.
那我们要让人看见经历到在自由里面是真正可以活在自由里面。
If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples, then you will know the truth and the truth will set you free.
那你如果是我的门徒的话，那你会知道真理，真理会让你得自由。
It is not hanging out our dirty laundry.
那在这里不只是说来做我们洗我们的一些脏衣服。
But it's definitely speaking of the blood of Christ that has covered all sins.
我们在说的是耶稣的宝血已经遮盖了所有的罪。
And we believe that there is nothing that is left undone by God.
在这里，神不可能不会做，没有能力，可以有能力做每一件事情。
So someone is able to say, I'm a workaholic or alcoholic or wife abuser or even a playboy back in my days.
那我是一个工作狂，我或者是一个酒鬼，那或者是一个很玩的人，玩世不恭的人。
But that is no longer who I am in Christ because I'm a new creation.
那如果我们是成为主里面所新造的人，那我们就是新的。
I am now defined by Christ alone.
那我们现在是由基督耶稣来看我的人生。
Who has taken away all shame and guilt.
他会把我所有的一切罪和羞耻拿去。
And so this is all the more reason that we need to prayerfully, thankfully, and worshipfully spend time in God's word.
那这个就是为什么我们要感恩，带着感恩，带着敬拜来到神的面前读他的话语。
So that we can know God's word.
这样我们能够知道神的话。
The Word who became flesh and dwelt among us in fullness of truth and grace.
那这个话就是道成肉身住在我们里面，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
And how do you come back from Taiwan and not talk about bubble tea?
好，如果我们刚从台湾回来，我们就谈谈波霸奶茶。
Well, some people have tried bubble tea elsewhere and found it horrible because it was horribly done.
那很多人可能在其他地方尝过波霸奶茶，但是因为做得不好，非常的难喝。
But when we got to Taiwan, there was this sister who spoke to this brother, you must try, I'm going to get you one. I'm just going to treat you to one.
那到了台湾以后，有一个姊妹就对一个弟兄说，你必须要尝这个波霸奶茶，我一定给你买一个。
And after we had that, it was good.
但我们喝完以后，的确是很好。
The worst in Taiwan might be better than the best in America.
那台湾最差的可能比美国最好的都好。
The next thing we did was we, as in the team, we got to come to this bubble tea station to have more bubble tea just because.
那我们作为一个团队，吃完以后我们就说我们要再来到这个地方再喝一次。
And so this is what it means to go from concept to personal.
那这个就是让我们看见从我们头脑里的到我们的行为上的。
You know what chewy is, the little bobas.
因为你知道那个小小的那个波霸是多么的有嚼劲。
And it's also not a private matter.
那也不是一个私人的问题。
And you can't really hide because you'll bring back and people will see like, oh, where did you get that?
因为你拿回来的时候，那看得见，哎，你是从哪买来的
？And we're reminded that we are the light of the world.
那这个提醒我们，我们是世界的光。
And we are to let our light shine before men so that they may see our good deeds.
那我们在人前要做光，让他们能够看见我，通过我们看到神。
Help us, Lord, to remember the cross.
那神让我们来纪念这个十字架
because it's a personal and public expression of the, Lord, of the Son's love toward the Father
那这是一个在公开场合让我们经历到神对我们的爱
and it's a public and personal proclamation of the Father
是一个公开的也是一个私人的对神的一个宣告
our faith in Christ is personal but not private
我们对神的这个信心这个信仰是个人的但不是私人的
as we go out into our lives
当我们继续我们的生活的时候
May we be a Jesus who reaches out
我们也成为一个耶稣愿意出去接触人
And may we be like the Samaritan woman respond like her
那我们也像撒玛利亚人妇人一样能够来回应耶稣
Just eagerly announce our encounter with Jesus to our communities wherever we are
让我们能够迫不及待地去与我们的社区来分享我们与神的经历
Let us pray
让我们一起祷告
Dear Heavenly Father
亲爱的天父
In a day and age when the integrity of our faith in Christ is challenged,
但有一天我们的信仰受到挑战的时候